The last section of the of chapter 2. Chapter 2 is over various verses. The last section is a revisitation of the so-called Gersh-Gorin theorems. Quelli di voi che hanno fatto la triennale qui si ricorderanno bene. So, in literature there are present three Gersh-Gorin theorems. We recall the first, we skip the second today, and we introduce the third, which uses the notion of reducibility or irreducibility. So this is a case. This is a case when we see that the irreducibility causes a positive effects, causes benefits for theoretical results regarding the eigenvalues of the matrix. So the first Gersh-Gorin theorem states that salutation. You have square complex matrix the Gersh-Gorin circles are n circles defined over the complex plane in this way. The index starts from 1 and goes up to n. We have complex number z such that the distance between z and entry, the diagonal entry of indices II of the matrix is less than or equal to the sum of the moduli of the entries of A over the same row, the row having index I. Skipping the diagonal entry. This set is represented as a circle of center this number. This is the center of a circle, and this non-negative number is the radius n. Radius, the sum of this model. It's better to sketch the proof because the proof of the first theorem is needed for the proof of the third theorem. The proof, as the following two or three considerations. Proof start as usual from the definition of eigenvalue. then consider the maximum of the entries of the eigenvector, so let p be the index of one of the entries of x with maximum value. Consider the expansion for the index p. I mean the row p of a, the eigenvector, lambda, the row p of the eigenvector. Row p by the eigenvector, lambda by the entry in position p of the eigenvector. This gives the following equation. On the left, you have the sum of the entries over the row p multiplied, right, sum of row p. Here we have the entries p j multiplied by the corresponding entry of x for j going from 1 to n on the left, on the right, lambda is p. Then we carry the term included in this sum, one term, what? Which term? A, P, P, X, P. We carry this term from the left side to the right side. So we skip the index p because this term has been put with a minus sign on the other side. The right side, we can put as a factor xp, and multiplied by lambda minus APP. The final step, right here, we apply the complex moduli. Sum of the modulus of the sum equal to the modulus of this product, which is the product of the moduli, here you can, as you guess, bound the modulus of the sum with the sum of the moduli, then we divide both members by xp modulus, and we find this inequality, which proves the theorem A, EJ, models. We divide the I said both means the first and the last expressions by XP. So you find that this divided by xp modulus is greater than or equal to modulus of lambda minus ap. This is the proof. The indices, the index is j different from p. This is the center, as I told you before. Last step. There is a last step I can read right here. Let me go here. This sum is less than the sum of the moduli. Why? Because these ratios are all less than or equal to 1. Why? Because this is the entry xp with maximum modulus. So of this proof, just take into account the last steps. I write again the last steps here. So the radius PA greater than or equal to here I had J and here P. Greater than lambda minus. We will use these two inequalities. For what? Well, for the it would be better for those of you which don't know this result from the undergraduate courses. An example. If we are given this matrix, according to the definitions given before, the three Gersh-Gorin circles have centers and radii 3, 2, 0, 3. 2, 0, the principal, the main entries, and the corresponding radii, raggi corrispondenti, sono la somma dei moduli, the sum of the moduli, so each row having the same index of the circle. So on the first row we have 3, on the second 2, and on the last again 2. 2 più 1, meno 1 più 1, in modulo sempre 1 più 1, di 3, 2, 2. Bene, if we draw the three circles, three sentences, 3, 2, and 0, and consider that we draw the three circles, the first, 3, and radius 3, so we reach, this is the compass point, real axis, imaginary axis. This is K sub 1, K sub 2, center 2, and radius 2, so here we have another circle, 2, and the third is this. Okay. What does the theorem states that.
Theorem states that. I had not yet
given you a statement of the theorem. The theorem. I was writing it.
Rub it out to the board.
The statement of the theorem is the following.
First, just going to the theorem. Lambda eigenvalue. If lambda is eigenvalue, then
lambda belongs to the union of the of all the circles. So here
you put together, you consider the union of the
n, the general itself, the three circles of Gershgorn, and you found a region
of the complex plane
inside which the eigenvalues are obliged to lie. So if I am asked if the complex number 7 plus I, the imaginary unit, is or not an eigenvalues, I can answer that this is not an eigenvalue, since it does not belong to the union of the third circle. So we immediately understand, realize that often this result, this theorem, is used in negative sense to exclude that some number can be an eigenvalue of a given matrix. Let us turn to this extension of the. It is not proper to call it an extension, an application of the Gershgorn result to non-reducible or irreducible matrices. Gershgorn theorem, we consider A, let A be an irreducible matrix. You remember what irreducible meant? An irreducible matrix is a matrix that cannot be transformed by permutations in an upper block triangular form. It's not possible permuting column and rows of A with the same permutation, transform A in a matrix having this shape. Irreducible means that this is not possible. If it is possible or not, can be seen analyzing, visiting the graph related to the matrix A. We consider matrix A that is non-reducible, irreducible. This is irreducibility. In this case, the Gershgorn theorem says an additional gives us an additional information regarding the eigenvalues.
in detail. If lambda again is eigenvalue, and lies on the boundary, la frontiera, the boundary of the circles to which it belongs. Cioè se
si trova sulla frontiera dei cerchi a cui appartiene.
Può sembrare strano, it might look bizarre, this assumption, but it is easy by example to see that it is useful. And not so strange situation. Belong lies on the boundary, sulla frontiera di cerchi a cui appartiene, then it must lie on the boundary of all the circles.
Facciamo subito un esempio. For me, is an example before the proof, which uses I have to write again the inequalities. An example.
Again, a matrix of size 3 square. Hermitian, 3 diagonal, this matrix has many properties. This is a matrix appearing, which is involved in mathematical models of many physical, natural problems approximated with differential systems. The first Gersgorian theorem applied to this matrix gives us three circles. The first, which coincides with the last, centers 2, 2, Raji, 1, 1. The second circle, again, center 2 and radius 2. The union in the complex plane,
the eigenvalues.
We know that being the matrix Hermitian symmetric is a real matrix. We know also that the complex part of the plane can be excluded. We know also that the eigenvalues are real. Gersgorian says that they belong, the three eigenvalues, belong to the diameter of this circle, the union, the diameter of the circle, that is the union of the three circles. So the interval is 0, 4. Okay. So 0 can V eigenvalue
by the first theorem. This means that this matrix could be singular if zero is eigenvalue of matrix, that matrix is singular, non-invertible, or with well-known consequences. The third Gergovic theorem says that if zero is eigenvalue, it belongs to the boundary of the circle to which it belongs.
Lo zero qui, la frontiera del secondo cerchio che sgorga, the second circle, is this line. So I can write that zero belongs to the boundary F, la frontiera, of K2.
If it is an eigenvalue by the third theorem, it would belong, it should belong to the boundaries of all the circles. This is not true, since zero is not on the boundary of the inner circle. So zero cannot be zero. I write here. By the third theorem, zero can be eigenvalue of A. Since if so, it should belong to F of K sub 1, and also they are equal the front, the boundary of the third circles, which is not true. Which it is not. So in this case we can establish the non-singularity. This is a non-singularity. We can establish the non-singularity of this matrix without computing the determinant. The proof. The proof is I have to write again the formulas for the proof. The same sum with ratios, and distance between lambda and AE. These were the three quantities with this relation of inequality. Okay, the index moving here is, and here is J. For the assumption of the third theorem, lambda belongs to the boundary of K people. Il teorema dice: se il numero che considero è autovalore e sta sulla frontiera dei cerchi in cui sta, since lambda must belong to KP, this was the golden result of the previous proof, and we add this information, we have that it lies on the boundary. This radius, this is the distance. So the first and the last quantity must be equal. Distanza dal centro, se sta sulla frontiera, the boundary of the circle, this distance has to be equal to the radius. So, if we have this equal to that, also these two inequalities become equalities. We have, in particular, this equation. I write it again. Sum, which gives us the radius, must be equal to this modified sum. Well, remember that these quantities are less than or equal to 1. So, if these two quantities are equal, there are two possibilities analyzing each term of these two sums. Qui avete gli apigei, qui avete gli stessi apigei moltiplicati per quantità minore o uguale di 1 e la somma, le due somme sono uguali. Allora, o queste quantità sono uguali a 1, oppure non sono uguali a 1, sono minori di 1, ma il corrispondente apigei è 0. Ora lo scrivo. Questa uguaglianza, this equations, implies that let us consider a generic entry of the pth row. If it is different from zero, then the corresponding ratio must be 1, must have value 1. This means that this modulus is equal to the corresponding modulus of x sub j. If, in this case, we conclude immediately that lambda belongs also to the circle with index j. Also, xj is an entry with maximum modulus. So, with the same reasoning, the reasoning which underlies the proof of the first theorem, we will find that lambda belongs also to another circle. That circle, which circle? The circle with index j. And by the assumption, it must lie on the boundary. In the other case, this is possible. It's possible that APJ is equal to zero. In this case, we use the irreducibility assumption. We have not yet used the irreducibility. By irreducibility, I forgot to say that the matrix of the numerical example before was irreducible. The tri-diagonal matrix 3x3, which we used in the example, was an irreducible matrix. I had to say what's this. By irreducibility, there is an ordered set of indices of the form there exists from the property, by the property of the related graph, exists and ordered set of indices of the form, The first value is J, J1, J2, JK, see, and where K is J, JK is equal to, sorry for a little bit confusing use of lenses. Let us call this indices in another way. I start from B. I1, I2, IK, where the first value of the index IK is equal to the second J, such that the corresponding entries of the matrix A, say, I write them all, P, I1, I1, I2, all the entries having indices formed by two consecutive values of the indices here. This is a path over the graph, a directed path. The last I, K minus 1, I, K, where I, K is J, all different from 0. In this way, we find again that lambda belongs to the boundary of the circle having the last index. So again, K, J. In breve, nel primo caso trovo direttamente che lambda sta nel cerchio indice J e quindi sta sulla frontiera e ho raggiunto il risultato. Nel secondo caso, al cerchio di indice J, io ci arrivo con un cammino orientato che deve esistere con questa proprietà, perché essendo la matrice irriducibile, nel grafo associato io devo poter arrivare da qualsiasi nodo a qualsiasi altro con un cammino orientato. So here I exploit the property of being irreducible, which is connected with the properties of the property of strong connection, grafo è fortemente connesso, e quindi arrivo da qualsiasi vertice, da qualsiasi nodo a qualsiasi altro con un cammino con quelle proprietà. Finished substantially the main properties regarding this topic, eigenvalues and eigenvectors. Next time, on Monday, we will revisit, we will continue with chapter 3, norms of matrices in particular, and we will find, apart from the definition that probably you know, some other properties regarding the norms of the matrices, in particular the Euclidean, the norm 2 of matrices. Domande?